This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom, that's 855-450-3733, and in studio, we are joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent, and... I'm going to try and do something different today where I've reached a corona fatigue, and I'm surprised it's taken this long, and I'm sure for everyone else it's struck way sooner, but it's difficult too because on one end, the news is saturated with coronavirus news and also news related to the coronavirus and the government shutdown spawned by it. And I feel like it's important to talk about other things, right? Especially more positive things too. But also, I feel like it's negligence not to talk about some of the awful things going on. So I'm going to see if we could try and strike a balance tonight, and you can too. If your thoughts and phone calls are always welcome. I'll give a number out again: 855-450-FREE. F as in freedom. 855-450-3733. But luckily today we get to begin with some good news, and this is as of today. Texas Supreme Court orders Dallas salon owner released as Abbott bans jailing citizens for lockdown violations.
Oh, interesting.
And Shelley Luther is her name, and I saw a video. She has been released from prison as of this from jail as of this afternoon. There was a pseudo rally outside of the jail. So the Texas Supreme Court on Thursday ordered the release of salon owner Shelley Luther, who was jailed for opening in violation of the state's rules, as Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order retroactively eliminating jail time as a consequence for violating the state's coronavirus restrictions. And this is from a FoxNews.com by voice. So I wonder if he did this, one, out of the goodness of his heart, or two, he realized just how ridiculous it was, arresting people for, just trying to feed their families. Or three, the outcry was so large and so loud that he was forced.
Yes. Yeah, it was political. He didn't want to look bad. I think I heard this woman had raised $500,000 less as of sometime yesterday.
Oh, yeah, her GoFundMe got a lot of money, definitely.
So that's something that politicians will pay attention to, right? Like, if this person is not only getting media coverage, but there's also a significant amount of money behind this person, then they're going to be thinking twice. Now, there's also another, I would say, theory here, and that is that the idea is that these are not actually enforceable legally anyway, meaning that all of this is essentially a big bluff, like even within their own system. Like, look, I think as a voluntarist that you should be free to live your life how you want. If you want to go and open your business and not wear masks and do whatever it is you want to do with your business, as long as you aren't, hurting anybody, cool, do it. I think you should be free to do that. And I think that even within the system's own crappy rules, governor's orders, I'm going to put quotes around that, orders don't actually apply to you. Right, because a governor is the head of the executive branch, correct? Like if you go back to elementary school or middle school or whatever it was that they taught you this stuff, there was the three branches of government: executive, judicial, and legislative. And the idea was the legislative branch would make laws, pass them, and then the governor signs them, and then they go into law and they affect everybody. Now, I think that's a bunch of hokum myself. I don't believe in the system. I don't consent to it. But if we take the system at its face value as to what it's supposed to do and supposed to stand for, when a governor issues an executive order, that's supposed to be for the executive branch, meaning he can order around his subservience, meaning the state police or the cops or whoever it is that's in the executive branch. So when a governor writes an order about what you're supposed to do, that it's ultimately nothing more than a strong suggestion, Now, of course, we've seen that suggestion being enforced with violence in some states, but yet here in New Hampshire, it has yet to do that. In Texas, they did put this woman in jail, and now the governor has reversed that. Now, is he doing it just to make himself look good? Is it just a political stunt? Or did he realize that they were going to lose if this lady went to trial?
That's a good point, and I also remember I saw in the news for some rumblings from the Justice Department, and that I think it was Attorney General Barr was threatening to go after states that had too draconian of policies, which just sounds ridiculous. I mean, just you know, for long-time listeners of this show, you know, it sounds ridiculous, right? The federal Justice Department is going to crack down on states for being too draconian in their measures. But I think, I mean, that's what they announced. So that's I think that also might have played into that. So she was released from jail Thursday afternoon today.
Now, that's interesting that he was able to do that, too, because I was speculating yesterday that I didn't know if he had the power to do it.
Well, the Supreme Court of Texas ordered the release.
Oh, it was the court that did it. Okay, that explains it then, because I didn't think the governor would be able to override a contempt of court charge.
Quote,
and he didn't.
His statement here is, throwing Texans in jail who have had their businesses shut down through no fault of their own is nonsensical. Well, yeah, it's a fault of your government.
Mm-hmm.
It is nonsensical, and I will not allow it to happen, Abbott said in a statement, although, you know, it did, but...
Well, that's the thing. She went to jail for contempt of court.
Yes.
She didn't go to jail for violating the governor's order. So his statement here of... We will not put anyone in jail for violating the governor's order about this. Well, you haven't put anyone in jail yet for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's just going out there and saying what might have already been true, which is to say that they wouldn't have a legal leg to stand on if they put you in jail for opening up your business and violating the governor's order. And you challenged it. You should be able to win that in court. I think he knows it, and so he's using this as a political opportunity to score points for himself and look good, when in point of fact, he's just pointing out what's been true the whole time.
Oh, absolutely, and he's not alone in this. The state's Attorney General Ken Paxton and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick called for Luper's release after she was jailed by Dallas County State District Judge Eric Moyer. The official said he had abused his discretion and emphasized that the woman was keeping her business open in order to feed her family.
Well, what I'm interested is, did the Supreme Court actually release a statement? Because that's the really interesting part about this to me, is the woman was jailed for contempt of court. So remember, contempt of court is whenever you do something against a judge's order. And in this case, the judge had ordered that she cease and desist with opening her business because the judge had issued one of the judges had issued some sort of a thou shalt not run your business in Dallas order. And so she was in violation of a judge's order, which is why she went to jail. So I'm interested to know, and I don't know if this story covers it.
No, not in this article.
But I wonder if the Texas Supreme Court actually made any kind of statement, or did they just quietly release her? So if you know the answer, you can call in. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Because ultimately, the Supreme Court, I don't think, has to worry about politics like a governor does. You know, they probably aren't running for those offices. They're probably being appointed to them. So it does make me wonder what their rationale was for it.
That's a good point. Yeah, I'm trying to find a specific statement from it. It's just on the fly. It's hard, but I'm hoping that, you know, Texas is some parts of Texas are solidly red, and, you know, you have the types of people who, like, oh, believe in the Texan Republic and believe in the whole, like, you know, Blue Lives Matter, and they worship the police. So I'm really hoping that this instance will wake a lot of these people up and realizing that the police in Texas are just as tyrannical as, like, the police in California or some blue state, and realizing that it wasn't the local office, right? I mean, it was the local office, the local law enforcement and local judge who were the ones abusing their power. But, I mean, in this case, it's what they call, like, not excruciating circumstance, but a very special circumstance that got the governor and the Supreme Court to help release her. But, you know, this isn't going to happen for everyone. It certainly hasn't, doesn't happen too often either. So, I mean, I have to say she's really lucky to experience this. And, I mean, hopefully...
I hope she takes some of that $500,000 and sues them anyway, because she did go to jail for some amount of time, like 2 days or whatever it was. And and she should be compensated.
Absolutely. I know. What do you think? Should she just be happy with the money, or should she try and get compensation? 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom. It's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome. Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, and you can do so by calling in at 855-453, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent, and we're going to just continue into a little bit into this article here, and she, Miss Shelley Luther, is still required to pay a $7,000 fine, but you would never guess... who has opted to cover that fine for her. But first, I want to talk to you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. It's local.bitcoin.com. So, Ian, you said you have the statement from the court?
Yeah, so it was reported on whichever one of these sites we were talking about earlier that it was a, quote, temporary order, but that's not what it is. It is a, and I've got the actual court document here from the Supreme Court of Texas, that is essentially a response to a habeas corpus request. So for those who are unfamiliar, and I'm not an attorney, okay, so this is going to be a really crappy explanation, but a habeas corpus says, we want to see the body. It's Latin, and it's essentially what happened was her attorney said that she's illegally being held, and they filed this with the Supreme Court. And as one of the commenters points out here, quote, meanwhile, black men are thrown in jail for an ounce of pot or for missing jury duty, but Karen chooses to go to jail for a political statement. And alas, the Texas Supreme Court intervenes within 24 hours. So I mean, she's definitely getting some attention here that is unusual. And so anyway, this order is in reference to a habeas corpus request. Essentially, her attorney said she's illegally being held for this contempt order, and the court tentatively essentially agreed with that, but it is not, like, she could, in theory, be put back in. This case is not closed, basically. What they've done is they've released her on a personal bond. So she's out on bail, basically, from this judge's orders. This is the strangest, one of the strangest situations with contempt I've ever heard of, because it's very rare for any other judge to intervene with a contempt sentence. Because again, as we discussed, I think briefly last night, contempt is an inherent power of the courts, the Western courts. It's just sort of this thing that's unquestioned with judges. They can just do it and get away with it. So in this case, only other judges can put a stop to it. So the fact that the Supreme Court has weighed in is very interesting. And so it does say to the sheriff that they are commanded to release Shelley Luther on her personal bond and in the terms and conditions of the law, and that she shall comply with the final decision of the Supreme Court of Texas. So there has yet to be an actual decision made here. This is just essentially a bond release from contempt, which I've never heard of before.
And so, I mean, it, you know, strange time was when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. These are definitely strange times. And she's not out of the woods yet either. She's still ordered to pay a fine of $35,000.
$3,500.
Excuse me. Thank you. I'm glad you're.
And that's to whom?
To
the city.
It was the, probably, because the judge ordered it.
I thought the judge wanted $7,000.
Well, it's $35,000, so pay a fine of $3,500, mm-hmm. along with $500 for every day her salon is open until Friday, May 8th. So the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick, actually tweeted out, 7 days in jail, no bail, and a $7,000 fine is outrageous. No surprise Texans are responding. I'm covering the $7,000 fine she had to pay, and I volunteer to be placed under house arrest so she could go to work and feed her kids.
Oh.
Isn't he so noble? I mean, although, you know, I guess now that he said he would pay the fine, I guess he's got to, because if he doesn't, then he'd, you know. But, probably a stunt. But, all right, you know, good for him, right? Because she's already, you know, it would look horrible on the court if, you know, this woman who's made national news saying how she violated the law and, you know, faced arrest to feed her children. And, okay, you know, she's allowed out, right? She's not going to be, you know, in that filthy jail full of coronavirus.
But is she going to keep the place open? That's the big question.
Well, that is a good question. Well,
because they're hitting her with $500 a day fines, that's going to be pretty brutal.
She could open as of tomorrow, I believe. That's when the governor is allowing salons to open.
May 8th, there's a certain day where it's you can.
Yeah.
I see.
And that's why a lot of these people, like not badge bunnies, but people with Stockholm syndrome to the government, you know, for giving her grief. They say, yeah, well, you know, I agree with the principle, but why couldn't you just
wait a week?
You know, just tell your kids you're gonna have to starve for a few more days until the governor says you could reopen your business. So yeah, that's out of Texas. I mean, not the best news, but at least it's not as bad as it could have been. And so this hour is going to be a tale of three governors. So here we have, FoxNews.com again. Governor Cuomo of New York, Andrew Cuomo, surprised most New York coronavirus hospitalizations are people who stayed at home.
What?
Oh, geez, Ian, this doesn't make any sense. I thought they said we got to stay home in order to save people's lives and be safe.
Well, actually, according to, now I'm not a doctor, but according to what I've heard, if you stay inside, you don't go out, you don't get any fresh air, you don't get any sunlight or whatever, you're actually more vulnerable to catching something nasty.
Hey, well, that's a conspiracy theory. Where'd you hear that from, Mike Adams?
No, I don't remember where I heard it.
Well, I mean, probably,
Ron Paul, I think it was.
It's
Dr. Ron Paul.
That's a very good point. I've been hearing that. I mean, I think most of us have been hearing that since we were young. I grew up in a different culture I come from, where, yeah, go outside, get some sun, get some fresh air, because, you know, the recycled air, that's why so many people would get sick during travel. Well, for many reasons, like being exhausted and such, but also you're in a sealed area, you're in a tin
airplane,
you're in an aluminum can, and the air is being recycled. Someone sneezes, all that particles go out.
Yeah.
And same thing on the inside if you're using air conditioning or
which is why wearing masks on planes, it's like, what's the point?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to breathe everything in, and it's already hard enough to breathe on planes. But So, and it's not just planes now. It's at your actual house. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Wednesday that 66% of the state's new coronavirus patients were sheltering in place at home before seeking medical attention in hospitals, calling the statistic shocking. They're disproportionately older, but by the way, older starts at 51 years old, he says. But if older starts at 51 years old, then that's a large number of us old folks in the state, in this country. The data was taken from a three-day survey of 113 New York hospitals, covering more than 1,200 patients, according to Cuomo. We thought maybe they were taking public transportation, and we've taken special precautions on public transportation. But actually, no, because these people were literally at home, he added. Only 4%... were taking public transportation. 2% were walking. So of people who were hospitalized. Cuomo also said only 17% of the patients were employed, and most patients were not considered to be essential workers. 37% were retired, and 46% were unemployed. Much of this comes down to what you do to protect yourself, he explained. Government has done everything it could. So, yeah, that's the problem. you did anything. Society has done everything it could. Now it's up to you. Are you wearing the mask?
No.
Are you doing the hand sanitizer? Are you staying away from older people? Says a man who goes to his press conference is not wearing a mask. It's an absolute farce. I feel so bad for anyone who's living in New York State, let alone New York City. How is your governor handling it? Is your state better or worse off than most? 855-453.
I don't have a governor.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Tyson's largest pork-producing plant in Waterloo, Iowa, is back running with limited production. Tyson's Shane Miller says employees will have to wear masks and have their temperatures taken upon arriving for work.
We're taking all the precautions that are possible to ensure that our team members are taken care of and that they're safe before they're coming to work.
President Trump and the First Lady celebrating National Day of Prayer in the Rose Garden at the White House.
America is engaged in a fierce battle against a very terrible disease. In times of challenge, our people have always called upon the gift of faith, the power of prayer, and the eternal glory of God.
President Trump also saying he's very happy the Justice Department is dropping its case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, saying that Flynn is an innocent man. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A strike by some essential workers in the Windy City's been averted. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area and around the state of Illinois were going to be going on strike, but staffers at dozens of facilities avoided the stoppage by reaching a tentative agreement with nursing home owners for a two-year deal. The deal would provide them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three of JetBlue's New York-themed airplanes will do a low-altitude flyover over the city today as a salute to healthcare workers doing battle against the coronavirus. Healthcare workers in New York say their move that the airline is doing something to honor them.
I'm deeply humbled and appreciative that they would consider this and honor the healthcare workers.
The salute in New York is expected to begin at 7 p.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, and you can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we're joined by...
It's Ian.
And I'm Vincent. And before we get to the phones, I want to talk to you about Intercoin. Now, thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money they could use on necessities. This UBI could be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Now, Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that FTL accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. Now, if you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps share its future. That's intercoin.org. Intercoin.org.
Jump
and now
again.
We And now we go to indigestion, Ian. Now we go to the phones where Matthew in Louisiana is patiently waiting. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Ooh, by the way, before you go on with that, hold on. Bitcoin just crossed $10,000.
Bitcoin just crossed $10,000. Wonderful. All right, sorry about that, Matthew. Thank you for the call.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. So the congrats on Bitcoin holders. The governor of Louisiana, Bel Edwards, he's kind of the middle of the road. He's not the worst. And this varies from parish to parish. Here in Jefferson Parish, you wouldn't know that much is going on if you look at the traffic, because it's about the same as normal, if not actually a little bit higher. Every morning I go to work because, you know, I'm working on and off because the guy I work with, his wife came down with the Wu flu, and so they're trying to keep us socially distant, so I don't carry back anything to my wife, who is Mrs. Louisiana Comorbidity 2020. But the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office is very light-handed on anything, really. I saw in Kenner a bunch of young men out there playing football.
Whoa, endangering people. And did the police intervene and stop that dangerous plague-spreading gathering?
No, I think they showed up to bet on the teams. Now, the thing that is amazing to me is that there is basically a treatment for this disease that is like 99% effective if applied in, you know, the first presentation of symptoms, and yet the news media is not heralding this good news from the rooftops.
And what is that?
That would be hydroxychloroquine, zinc sulfate, and azithromycin. Now, you can use ZPAC as a substitute for azithromycin. And it was studied in France. It was effective. It was studied in there was a Texas nursing home where they gave it to 40 patients, and all the staff took a preventative dose, and they lost like one patient, and that may or may not have been the Wu flu that did that. And that was just the hydroxychloroquine, not with the zinc sulfate. And you see this being used all over the place, and yet the news media continues to act as though one viral in a person with a comorbidity, which, let's face it, in the United States, that's 60% of the population.
60% of the population has a comorbidity?
Was probably obesity.
Obesity, right.
Diabetes. High blood pressure, whether you've diagnosed it or not, you've got it.
What do you think the reason is? Why do you think the media is ignoring this?
I think they like empowering tyranny myself. Just between you and me, it could also be that the other theory is that the other treatment, which is proving promising, is good luck saying that five times.
Good luck searching.
I don't think it'll catch on. But thank you for the call, Matthew.
Appreciate it.
And yeah, I mean, I absolutely 100% agree. The reason why we're not talking about it, and also the media is attacking anyone who talks about any sort of potential cure. Right now, Trump brought up hydroxychloroquine first. They attacked him for it because I think it's like known as an anti-malarial drug. I think I remember you brought this to my attention, Ian. The FDA sent a letter of warning to Alex Jones because he was selling silver products, silver antiviral products, which...
Well, wasn't he making claims about them?
Well, I mean, his claim was that his products would kill the coronavirus, which is true. I mean, if you expose a virus to silver, it would, you know, it would kill the... it would kill it. That's why the pioneers would put silver dollars into their milk to make it last longer because of its antiviral properties. And you know, Jones would sell colloidal silver and all of that. But, yeah, I mean, it's like they don't want the media doesn't want any sort of hope out there, right? I mean, I understand it's important to be cautious, right, with, like, placebos or mm-hmm. things that aren't going to work.
But placebos will work.
Well, I mean,
they're very effective.
I'm talking about for something like something that actually works compared to like works
well,
physically, not mentally.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. And so I understand the caution, but at the same time, they're going saying like, oh, we can't do anything until there's a vaccine that comes out, right, in 18 months or
that's
or
what
whatever.
They're saying in California. The governor there says this is the new normal and it's not going back.
And exactly, yeah. And then Trump, to his credit, is saying that he hopes things will go back to normal, like total normal, right? Total normal within 3 months, I saw. And them hyping the vaccine is that's what's enabled their tyranny, because with a vaccine, there's going to be in Canada, I know there's a big push, and probably in the United States, there's people who are pushing for mandatory vaccines because they believe in this herd immunity thing, that if 99 out of 100 people have a vaccine and one person isn't vaccinated, then everyone is at risk, right? Which does, I mean, for the way I learned about vaccines, it doesn't make any sense at all. Like, what's the point of taking something if literally everyone else should be forced to, or otherwise it won't work? But yeah, I mean, I think it's just they don't want any hope out there. So thank you for the call, 855-450-FREE, F as in freedom, it's 855-450-3733. But, yeah, I mean, it's, if you'd like to call in, but yeah, I mean, it is, we gotta be cautious too, because, they're just going after anyone who even, talks about any hope that this coronavirus isn't as bad as what the media is saying. It's not all the doomsday scenario, but, you know, hydroxychloroquine works, which, you know, according to this caller, he said the study they did at the nursing home, which is really where they should be doing the study. So that's where the majority of people, mm-hmm. At least in Quebec, are dying, is in the elderly elder care nursing home. And it was Governor Cuomo of New York who said that nursing home employees had to go back to work, right? So I mean, that's the part of people are saying that's why it's been so bad in New York. And also, I saw some headlines that the reason why there's resurgences of coronavirus all around the country it could be traced back to people from New York leaving the state, right? So this is the governor who gets all the praise, right, over saying he could, you know, we're saying that he could be a presidential candidate, you know, last minute to replace Joe Biden. I don't think that's realistic. And they say, oh, you know, he's being held as the standard, even though he's totally botched it. The most amount of deaths. I'd say he's been one of the most incompetent state governments in regards to handling this thing. And, I mean, it's unfortunate, but, you know, actually, the government's not the bad guys. We're the bad guys because we refuse to put on our damn masks.
Mm.
And we'll get into that coming up. 855-453-F is in freedom. It's 855-450-3733 if you'd like to call in. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. F is in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, joining us is...
It's Ian.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And before we go to the phones here, I just want to tease some of the upcoming articles we will be getting into. And as I said, it's a tale of, actually not a tale of three governors this show, it's a tale of four governors, because we have yet to talk about the imperious leader, Gretchen Whitmer, and her Michigan state officials consider gun ban after armed protesters. And we have Governor Moonbeam of...
Is that California?
Yeah, of California. Yeah, apparently they called him back because the guy's like a firm believer in UFOs. And at the time... Yeah, I think it was him. And at the time, Governor Newsom, I was like, whoa, that's cool. Maybe he'll get the truth out about UFO back when I still believe in aliens. And then, no, he's just like, yeah, he's what you'd expect from a governor of California. But waiting very patiently on the Discord call-in lines, we have Ms. CJ, excuse me if I'm mispronouncing it, calling in all the way from Uganda. Donda, thank you very much for the call. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for accepting my call.
You sound good tonight. A lot of times we can barely hear you, so you must have a good internet connection today.
Today, I've changed the network provider, maybe. That's why I'm sounding better, I think.
All right, good.
Thank you very much for the work you're doing. I'm Joram Wesige. I work for a libertarian organization. actually a think tank that promotes libertarian ideas in Uganda.
Thank you for
it's
that.
It's called Action.
This is always
an economic party.
Sorry, you started to break up there. What was the point of your call tonight? What were you calling to share?
We are in East Africa, and the part of what?
What were you calling to share? What did you want to say on the radio tonight? Go ahead.
Yo, I wanted to talk about coronavirus in Africa, especially in Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Uganda has had 100 cases so far. Nobody has died so far.
Good.
But yes?
That's great news. Glad to hear that.
Yes, but that has come with a lot of cost in terms of liberty and economic liberty and actually economic liberty and abuse of rights.
So what has the Ugandan government been doing there? Because certainly in the United States and in other places, we've seen restaurants being forced to close, businesses of all sorts being forced to close. Are you seeing that happen there? Is it worse? What's going on?
Uganda is under the lockdown now since May, since March 18th.
Okay.
It's under lockdown. No public transport. Most of the business were closed, but a few has been opened partially. Those which have been deemed essential, which of course, all business that earn a living someone are essential, but the government has proved them not essential.
So it's
because most of
the
Ugandans have.
It's like the governments all around the world are using the same playbook. They're shutting down every business unless they deem them so-called essential, causing tremendous economic destruction. And it's one thing, Vincent, to live here in the United States with a tremendous amount of wealth, right? Like, we've got all kinds of things here that we take for granted. We've got cars that are everywhere. We've got heat. We've got, air conditioning. We've got all kinds of things that are just, like, normal to us. And then over in certain parts of Africa, they don't have a lot of the comforts that we do here in the U.S. And when you see the same kind of level of crackdown happening in a place that's already poorer to begin with, imagine how much more difficult that makes life.
Of course, everywhere crackdown is the order of the day. Government takes things for granted.
Do they have any plans to reopen up yet? Have they announced anything?
Of course, the government is looking at the cases. He's looking at the cases, how the cases are rising. Of course, we cannot tell the government's plan. But the people are very poor, as you know, Africa. Mm-hmm. They're agitating for opening.
And I heard that there's I just wanted to ask, because I hear one concern from, like, the UN is that there's a risk of, since the entire world economy is shut down, there's risk of famines in some of the more at-risk areas in Africa. Is Uganda facing any issues like that?
Of course. Uganda has a poor population. Actually, 90% of the population is almost poor. So if you close the economy, the people will be in terrible trajectory. People in Uganda earn from mouths, actually earn a living each day. If they earn from hand to mouth,
mm-hmm.
Most of them do not earn a salary. When the government closes, actually it is a terrible year. People are crying to the government each day. And most of them have come out to demonstrate, telling the government, closing down is not the option. There should be a leeway.
You said they're coming down. You said the people are demonstrating. You said the people are demonstrating.
Yes,
has the government cracked down on the demonstrators?
Of course, people have been demonstrating and government has been cracking them down, and some of the people are in prison.
Oh,
actually,
man.
Here it is a crime. It is a crime against. Murder. It is attempted murder if a politician is seen by the government giving out food.
Most
of the people here are fearing even to give their neighbor food because the government, you cannot come out publicly and give food.
Wow.
You have to give them secretly. And some of the politicians, like MPs, are in prison. They have been actually tortured. Some of them are in coma because they are trying to give people food. So it's kind of challenging, and people are coming out on the street to tell the government, you give us some alternative. Or if you cannot give us a chance to go back and work, so give us food. Because even the government right now is going to the private sector asking for food and actually passing the supplementary budget to buy food. And the food they are buying is not enough. You know, the food with the government is always, I mean...
Well, government fails in everything, right? Corrupted. I mean, the government always fails.
The food they are buying is not enough. It's not good. Some of the food is rotten. Everything is not going well, actually. So the parliament, the executive and the courts are all fighting for actually the money related to COVID-19. And Ghana has actually borrowed from...
You said they're fighting the...
21 million from IMF. To inject in this COVID-19 pandemic.
So you said the government
is Ghana actually is not.
You said they're
right.
You said they're fighting over
the government
money
has gone on to deprive people from liberty.
That sounds awful. Thank you for sharing that tonight with us.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. I don't know if we're able.
Yeah,
to...
Yeah, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We might have lost.
Yes, I'm saying.
Yes. Yes. Hello? Yes. You're here. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. I'm saying the government has gone on to deprive people of their liberty using a disadvantage. You know, we are living in a dictatorial government.
Oh yes. Yeah,
we are living under a constitutional dictator. So the government has taken an advantage and hiked and actually grabbed the situation and used it to. Whatever, actually, to prolong its power.
Yep, that's true all around the world. We're seeing it happening everywhere, Musige.
So that is the dilemma we are in as citizens. The government, instead of fighting, of putting on measures to help the lives of people, they're using coronavirus to assert its power.
Absolutely
that
true.
That is the kind of the challenge, actually, we have here.
Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the call.
That's true everywhere. It's happening everywhere. I mean, it's the exact same thing.
And, in this country, they just straight up say, you know, in this country, a so-called, you know, democracy, or, you know, constitutional republic, but a so-called democracy, you have politicians on the television saying, never let a good crisis go to waste. And, I mean, I think it's such a shame that that's what the people there have to go through with. I mean, it's... You know, I mean, like, obviously, much of Free Talk Live this past several months has been dedicated to us complaining about what the government's doing here, but it's even a bigger tragedy to what's going on in the developing world, and it's... You're not going to hear about that on the mainstream media. You're not going to hear about this whole coronavirus, pandemonium, pandemic, whatever you want to call it, being used all around the world for governments to crack down, take people's rights, especially in China, arresting dissidents, and also the famine, too, by the whole world economy shutting down. You're not going to hear about that. No, you're going to hear about how you and I are bad people because we're not staying inside and wearing masks. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Governor Moonbeam saying that life is never going to get back to normal.
Shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.